Hello. I would like you to please lie down in a very comfortable place. Make sure that it's not too bright. Your environment is ready for you to go to a completely different place. Get comfortable and close your eyes. I want you to imagine a beautiful place. This is going to be your very, very special place that you get to create. It can be a meadow, a place with a body of water, a mountain. I want you to literally wave your hands or snap your fingers to create each thing in this space. Wave your hands and create trees, animals, clouds, birds chirping, water, waterfalls, the warmth on your face. Or maybe it's the mountains and you love the snow. Take a moment to just add some detail to this beautiful place. And from where you're standing, I want you to look over and you'll see a meadow. And in the meadow, there is a place for a structure, a perfect space to build. Suddenly, you create a structure right there in the meadow. What does it look like? Is it contemporary? Is it a craftsman? Is it old? Does it have a porch? Is it a barn? This is your special workshop. What do you see? Maybe it's a three-story glass house or a tent, a cabin. Use your hands to create this comfortable, perfect space for you to create your dreams. Only you can enter this space. No one else can enter without your permission and invitation. Go to the front door and open it. As you enter this sacred space, feel white light tingling through your body. Let it travel, this universal tingling white light, from your eighth chakra to your seventh, the top of your crown, down through your sixth, fifth, your fourth, that heart chakra, third, second, and your first chakra, that root chakra. Just let it travel down through your body, into your limbs. And as it does that, it cleanses, it tingles, it cleans as it goes all the way through, taking with it any negativity, any toxicity. Just, you can even imagine them as little tiny black spots. Just see them leaving your body, leaving your body clean and pure. It's only your energy now. Let all other energy and entities fall away. Now you are standing in the empty structure. Create a chair of any kind that works for you. Snap your fingers, wave your hand, or maybe it just appears out of the ethers. I want you to walk over to the chair and sit in it. It is so right for you and your body that it feels like a cloud. As you sit in this chair, the room fills with red light. Bathe in that red light. What does it feel like? Is it warm? Vibrant? Grounded? Light and airy? Thick? Now the room changes and fills with orange light. revel in that. How does that feel? Is it comfortable? Tingly? Now the light morphs into yellow. Feel that power color vibrate within you, that sun color. How does that feel? Is it exciting? Is it loving? Is it inspiring? Next, feel the healing color of green light. Really settle into this light. This healing light focuses and becomes a laser beam, which you can apply to any part of your body that requires healing. Feel it heal that part of your body as you focus it there. Picture the cells healing and being restored to source's perfection. Is there another part of your body that requires your healing green laser? If so, immediately shift that to that spot and allow the healing mode. Take a few minutes to revel in the healing and perhaps apply it to another area or two. Now, if there is someone in your life in a crisis of health, you can bring that person into your green room to heal. Invite them first. If they are ready to heal, they will come. If not, that's okay. We honor their choice. If they come, let them bathe in the healing green light. See them receiving relief and healing. See the pain wash away. Now give them a loving hug and release them back into their life's process. Take a deep breath. Now see the space fill with blue. How does that feel? Just notice. Notice the connection of blue to your voice. Feel the truth of your journey settle into your body. Feel the acceptance and the beauty of you. Deep breath. And the room fills with purple. This is the last color and it's royal. It is allowing you to receive any messages you don't already know. Messages that are just waiting for you, for your higher good. You can even ask, what do I need to know? Create a room with racks of clothing. In this room, you now have outfits that embody your talents and gifts. Go up to the outfits and pull one out, just randomly. As you put it on, you can feel the talent go through your body. You can feel the power of your gift. Now, take it off and put it back. Take another one and try it on for the feeling of that talent or gift. Notice your face. Are you smiling? Is there a look of knowingness? Of the ah. Now that you can access this workshop and this room anytime, you need to connect to your special gifts and talents. Now go back to your magical chair. Sit in the chair and create a big screen in front of you. See yourself succeeding in the future. What's the expression on your face now? How does it feel to succeed and make a difference? What are you doing? Who are the people you are affecting? The screen changes and you see another moment with you, fully in your power. Feel that vibration in your body right to your very cells. This is your truth. Now you can also use your screen to go backwards in time. You can go back to a time that you want to rewrite your experience. Maybe it was an experience that changed you in some ways. Perhaps it took away confidence in your personal power. Go to that moment, but don't relive it. Just observe it from the outside. Don't engage. Were you touched without permission? Were you told you were fat? Were you told in so many words that you were unlovable, my love? Now see the experience and rewrite the ending so that you come out empowered. If you were robbed of your power in some way, instead of losing your sense of self-worth, see yourself walk past a mirror and see the truth of your beauty, your true self. Empowered and smiling and confident. Your back is straight, your head is high. Remember, beloved, it is the story that we live in that creates our experience. And now you see that you are the author. You are the creator. You can always come back here to rewrite your story, to live in the truth, not the lie you may have been told. Now it is time to invite someone into your workshop. Someone you really want to express how much you love them. It can be your mom or your dad or your sister or your brother, your lover or a friend. Bring them in. Bathe them in white light. Then hug them. Take a moment to really drop into that hug. Notice the connection. What does that feel like? In fact, you realize you actually have six arms, and you're hugging them with all six arms, and they are fully insulated in your love. They feel comforted, and the six arms feel completely natural. Look them in the eyes with love. Now say goodbye. And have them leave. As you stand alone in your space, take a moment to create any furniture you want so that the space is perfect. You can wave your hands, snap your fingers, blink your eyes, whatever works for you. Twitch your nose, if you'd like. Now walk out the door and look around. Is there anything you want to change in your environment, adding or changing? Trees or animals, unicorns, clouds, landscape, so that's truly your home. Take one last look around after closing the door on your beautiful workshop and bring your awareness back into this room. Take a breath. Begin to wiggle your toes and fingers. And when you're ready, roll to the side and come to a sitting position. Now, I'm going to ask you to do something. I want you to write about your experience, beginning with the writing of "My workshop is." Write about half a page and how they feel. When you're there, adjectives about your space and environment, the healing experience, the gifts and talents with the outfits, Just keep writing. Just let it free flow. Half a page. A page. When you're done, you're going to go back and listen to the second part of this. So there's something else coming. Okay. Take a deep breath. And listen to the second part when you're ready. Listen to the second part once you've finished the writing.